Roy Castle's just made his third entry into the Guinness Book of Records, this time for a marathon tap dance lasting almost 24 hours. But for our last programme before Christmas, he's introducing some record breakers of a different kind. The top 20 Christmas records of all time.
Hello, everybody, and a warm Christmas Eve welcome from me, Roy Castle. You know, it's less than an hour to Christmas, so I hope you got the stockings filled and the last-minute presents wrapped. And do take it easy on the sherry, or you'll forget to take the turkey out the freezer. Well, I can't think of a more enjoyable way to round off Christmas Eve than by playing some of the most popular Christmas music ever. So with the help of the Market Research and Information Bureau, we've compiled the 20 Christmas singles which have sold more than any others in the UK since charts began here in 1952. Now, no British hit parade would be complete without a man whose phenomenal hit list spans 27 years and has taken him into the top 20 no less than 66 times. Cliff Richard. So here he is to start tonight's countdown with Little Town. Cliff Richard with Little Town, his own arrangement of O Little Town of Bethlehem, surprisingly the only traditional carol in this collection of the biggest ever Christmas hits. Now we go all the way back to 1960 for number 19, a winsome little song which made the top three in December that year. Here are Nina and Frederick, the aristocratic Danish couple, with Little Donkey.
Little donkey, little donkey, on the dust. Got to keep on plodding onward with your precious
Baron Frederick Van Pallant and his beautiful wife Nina with Little Donkey. On to number 18, and it's back to the 80s again. Like Cliff Richard, this next pop star peppered the top 20 with hits, but didn't release a Christmas song until late in his career. Here's the man with the seasonal name Gary Glitter, with his silver disc from 1984, Another Rock and Roll Christmas. Number 18, Another Rock and Roll Christmas by Gary Glitter. And next, it's Paul McCartney with his only Christmas hit, Wonderful Christmas Time. Now, before you start reaching for the phone to say, what about Mull of Kintyre and Pipes of Peace? Don't forget, they weren't actually Christmas songs. They just happened to be number one at Christmas. In fact, Paul's made a habit of being number one at Christmas, filling that coveted spot four times with the Beatles back in the 60s. But here's Wonderful Christmas Time, number 6 in 1979, and number 17 in our all-time Christmas Top 20.
The moon is right, the spirit's up, we're here tonight, and that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time, simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The party's on, the feeling's here, that only comes this time of year. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time, simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The choir of children sing their song.
Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, children sing their song. They practiced all year long.
Ding dong, 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 ding dong.
The party's on, the spirit's up. We're here tonight, and that's enough.
Paul McCartney's Wonderful Christmas Time. Now, when I was handed this list of the biggest selling Christmas singles over the last 30 years, I was amazed to find that Dana was the only solo female vocalist to appear. She makes it to number 16 in our special Radio 2 chart on the strength of this top 5 success from 1975.
According to the radio, warmer weather's in the way. Chances are we won't be getting snow. But even if the sun shines from now to Christmas Day, as far as I'm concerned, I know it's gonna be a cold, cold Christmas without you. Dreaming of a warm, warm, lazy summer day. It's gonna be a long and
be a cold, cold Christmas, sung by Dana, the only solo lady to grace our Christmas top 20. It's also surprising that although pop charts were inaugurated in 1952, only 7 Christmas songs have reached number 1. We'll be hearing them all during the next 40 minutes, but here's the first one that made it. From 1955, it's Dickie Valentine, who I'm very proud to have called a good friend, with Christmas Alphabet.
C is for the candy trimmed around the Christmas tree. H is for the happiness with all the family. R is for the reindeer prancing by the window pane. I is for the icing on the cake as sweet as sugar cane. S is for the stocking on the chimney wall. D is for the toys beneath the tree so tall. M is for the mistletoe where everyone is kissed. A is for the angels who make up the Christmas list. S is for old Santa who makes every kid his pet. Be good and he'll bring you everything in your Christmas alphabet.
Capital C
is for the candy trimmed around the Christmas tree.
H
is for the happiness with all the family.
R
is for the reindeer prancing by the window pane.
R
is for the icing on the cake as sweet as sugar cane.
S is for the stocking on the chimney wall. T is for the toys beneath the tree so tall.
M is for the mistletoe where everyone is kissed. A is for the angels who make up the Christmas list. S is for old Santa who makes every kid his pet.
Be good and he'll bring you everything in your Christmas.
I must say that if this all-time Christmas Top 20 was based on the combined versions of a song, then Little Drummer Boy would be much higher, because it's charted for the Harry Simeone Chorale, the Beverly Sisters, Michael Flanders, and even for the Royal Scots Dragoon Guards. But our chart is based on the performance of individual singles, and the version which reaches number 14 is the one by Bing Crosby with David Bowie singing Peace on Earth as a Descant. They recorded it for a Christmas spectacular just before Bing died in 1977. And although it wasn't released as a single until 1982, it climbed to number 3 that year.
Come, they told me, ba-rum-ba-bum-bum, a newborn king to see, ba-rum-ba-bum-bum. Our finest gifts we bring, ba-rum-ba-bum-bum.
Rum-pa-bum-bum, peace on earth, can it be? Years from now, perhaps we'll see.
Our
see the day of glory.
See the day of glory.
Living peace,
so
peace on earth,
where we come. Every child must be made aware. Every child must be made to care. Care enough for his fellow.
I pray my wish will come true for my child and your child too.
I'll sing my day of glory. I pray my day for him.
Live in peace again,
and
peace on earth,
and
it be.
Can it be?
Pretty thing, isn't it?
Yeah, indeed. Now, Shaking Stevens has issued one successful remake after another of rock and roll standards, and he reached number 2 in 1982 with a revival of a song which had charted almost 20 years earlier for the king of rock and roll himself, Elvis Presley. Here's Blue Christmas.
You have a blue Christmas. Without you, I'll be so blue. Just thinking all about you. The rain, the suns are red on a green Christmas tree. Won't be the same.
In 1974, the British charts, normally the preserve of Homo sapiens, were invaded five times by a group of non-human hitmakers. And the Christmas message from Wimbledon that year was peace on the common and goodwill among Wombles, because they held the number two spot. Here, written, produced and performed by the man behind the furry phenomenon, Mike Batt, is the number 12 all-time biggest-selling Christmas song, Wombling Merry Christmas.
We wish you a wombling
Wombling Merry Christmas to you all. The next song, number 11 in our special Christmas Top 20, is the first one which has charted more than once. In 1975, and also when it was re-released in 1982 and 83. Although written and performed by Greg Lake, the Lake in Emerson, Lake and Palmer, classical music buffs might just recognize a melody from Prokofiev's Lieutenant Keejay creeping in now and again. Here's I Believe in Father Christmas.
They said there'll be snow at Christmas. They said there'll be peace on earth. But instead it just kept on raining. A day of tears for the virgin birth. I remember one Christmas morning, a winter's light and the distant choir.
the peal of a bell on that Christmas tree smell, and eyes full of tinsel and fire. Dream of Christmas, they sold me a silent night. They told me a fairy story, till I believed in the Israelite. And I believed in Father Christmas. I looked to the sky with excited eyes. Then I woke with a yawn in the first light of dawn. I saw him and through his disguise. I wish you a hopeful Christmas. I wish you a great new year. All anguish, pain, and sadness, lead your heart and let your road be clear. They said there'd be snow at Christmas. They said there'd be peace on earth. Hallelujah, Noel, be heaven on hell. The Christmas we get, we deserve.
Makes the hairs on the back of your neck stand up, doesn't it, Dad? Greg Lake and I Believe in Father Christmas.
BBC Radio 2.
Well, we're halfway through our special chart, and it's time to reveal the top 10 all-time biggest-selling Christmas songs in the UK, starting with this one by Roy Wood and Wizard.
Don't you like the dark, you know the priest and all.
The irrepressible Roy Wood with the right old knees up. I wish it could be Christmas every day. And if that doesn't make your party go with a swing, nothing will. Now, we've already heard Shakin' Stevens recreate the vocal style of Elvis Presley in Blue Christmas. And here's another Elvis imitator, Les Gray, lead singer with Mudd, with the song that topped the charts at Christmas 1974 and fills the number 9 place in our special top 20, Lonely This Christmas.
Try to imagine a house that's not your home. Try to imagine Christmas all alone. That's where I'll be since you left me. My tears could never snow. What can I do without you? I've got no place, no place to go. It'll be lonely this Christmas without you to hold. It'll be lonely.
Record by John Lennon has made the charts 5 times altogether, the highest and saddest placing being number 2 in 1980 when it was carried on the wave of emotion following his tragic death. It's perhaps significant that the number 1 record that year was another Lennon classic, Imagine. But here's that Christmas favourite which wraps his pacifist principles up in Christmas sentiments. Happy Christmas, war is over.
So this is Christmas. And what have you done? Another year over, and a new one just begun. And so this is Christmas. I hope you have fun. The near and the dear ones, the
Christmas.
Happy Christmas, War is Over by John Lennon. When Johnny Mathis first entered the UK charts way back in 1958, it was with a Christmas song, Winter Wonderland, but he had to wait another 18 years before he found a song which took him to number one. It comes into our all-time Christmas top 20 a bit further down at number 7, When a Child is Born. Johnny Mathis, When a Child is Born. Now, the ultimate achievement in the record business is for sales to be numbered in seven figures, and the remaining six Christmas singles tonight have all passed that magic million mark. The six include two versions of Mary's Boy Child, which, along with Little Drummer Boy, has been sung so much in schools and Christmas services that it's almost become a Christmas carol. Here's part of the Harry Belafonte version, which reached number one in 1957.
Long time ago in Bethlehem, so the Holy Bible say, Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. Hark now, hear the angels sing, a new king born today. And man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. While shepherds watch their flock by night, then see a bright new shining star, then hear a choir sing, a music seem to come from afar. Now Joseph and his wife Mary come to Bethlehem that night, then find no place to born she child. Not a single room was in sight. Hark now, hear the angels sing, a new king born today. And man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day.
Harry Belafonte. And you'll hear the second half of that Christmas story a bit later on. Now, many of you, like me, probably assumed that White Christmas would top this all-time Christmas top 20. And indeed, on the basis of a mind-boggling 30 million sales worldwide, it's not only the biggest-selling Christmas single, but the biggest-selling single of any kind in the history of the recording industry. However, tonight's special chart is based on sales in the UK only. And the bulk of the White Christmas sales were on old 78s before charts were established here in 1952. But we've already seen how the tragedy of John Lennon's death boosted his record sales. And when Bing Crosby died in 1977, White Christmas was re-released and reached number 5. In addition, it's been a hit for Mantovani, Pat Boone, Freddie Starr, Darts and Jim Davison, who are just a handful of the 286 artists to have covered the song. The 287th is this year's version by Keith Harris's feathered friend Orville. But let's hear this marvellous Irving Berlin song, which has symbolised Christmas for so many people as it first appeared in Holiday Inn in 1942, White Christmas.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry.
Beautiful. So, from a song which has been a hit for 7 different artists to one which has entered the chart 6 times in its original form. It sold a cool 250,000 on the day of its release in 1973, entered the charts at number 1, and it's Merry Christmas Everybody by Slade.
Thank you.
the top three Christmas singles left now. I wonder how many of you have worked out what they are. It's staggering to think that this next song sold 1.5 million copies, yet never made it to the number one spot. So it'll probably always have to settle for the doubtful distinction of being the biggest selling number two record of all time. From 1984, it's Wham and Last Christmas. Last Christmas. Now, I said we had two versions of Mary's Boy Child for you, and here's the second one by Boney M., who combined it with an original Christmas composition, Oh My Lord, to score a huge number one hit in 1978. Let's pick up the Christmas story where Harry Belafonte left off 10 minutes ago.
Now Joseph and his wife Mary.
Mary's Boy Child, Oh My Lord, by Boney M.
BBC Radio 2.
Well, it's almost Christmas, and we've reached the number one Christmas record of all time. And if ever the concept, production, performance, and sales of a record embodied the spirit of Christmas, this one by Band Aid did. It completely rewrote previous statistics, becoming the biggest and fastest-selling UK single of any kind by passing the 3.5 million mark over Christmas 1984. You can understand now why Wham had to settle for second place. As we say on our Record Breakers program on television, it takes dedication to break records, and it seems fitting to go up to Christmas by saluting the monumental dedication of Bob Geldof to famine relief. The Band Aid record, the 2 Live Aid concerts, plus the hundreds of smaller projects he inspired, have raised a massive sum to alleviate the awful suffering in North Africa. A very happy Christmas to you all, from me, Roy Castle, and from my producer, Dave Shannon, as we leave you with Band Aid and Do They Know It's Christmas?
It's Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we let in light and we banish shame. And in our world of plenty, we can spread a smile of joy. Throw your arms around the world at Christmas time.
Christmas. Well, I hope you've enjoyed your Christmas evening with us here on Radio 2. And continue to stay to hear good music with Bill Reynolds presenting his Christmas Night Ride after the news.